You know, we follow sports extremely closely here at Brian and Company, and we were knee deep in the University of Hartford story where they switched from D1 to D3, which is a kind of a rarity in college sports right now. There's been a lot of movements in many programs across the country to get to Division I, whether it's to attract more male students or just to be able to market it and get the chance to be in the NCAA tournament for whichever sport. There are a lot of different reasons for it. And, you know, here in Connecticut, we have a lot of great schools. I mean, I remember Quinnipiac played D3 hockey when I was in college, and they won a national championship. And University of New Haven's made this decision to go Division I, and it's a fascinating topic for a bunch of different reasons. And we're glad to have Devin Crosby, the Director of Athletics here on Brian and Company. Devin, good morning. How are you?
Brian, I'm fantastic. How are you today?
I'm great. I have so many questions. And, you know, of course, I mean, the first time we've talked, you've been here a little less than a year. And you've been to a lot of schools. You know New England. You were at Holy Cross and Northeastern, too. And so you know the region pretty well, although you've had a lot of stops. My curiosity is, when you were hired, was this part of the goal?
You know, I'll tell you what, Brian. So the initial conversation, I had conversation with New Haven in the search firm back in 2019. And at that time, my kids were young, and I was working as the AD at the university, or at Lynn University down in Boca Raton, Florida. And they talked about going to Division I. I didn't take that opportunity at that point in time, but I kind of closely monitored New Haven because I'd always followed it my entire, you know, young adult life. So when this call came back now in 2024 and I saw that they hadn't gone Division I, I said to myself, there must be something there brewing. There has to be something there. And I'll share this with you, Brian. I wasn't sure about New Haven because I was at Oral Roberts doing just fine. Mm-hmm. But when I met with President Jens Fredriksen and I saw his vision and I saw what he wanted to do for this institution, I said, you got to sign me up. So really it was about Jens Fredriksen.
Yeah, but it sounds like it was probably discussed.
Yeah, it definitely was discussed. It was a topic, but I heard about so many challenges and so many hurdles along the way. So it was definitely something in my mind, but I wanted to make sure I got a temperature of the institution.
So I'm fascinated, you know, I'm ensconced and my wife works in education. I do a lot of fundraising for my alma mater, and I know this, and we follow UConn with NIL. The first question before we get to the money is, take me through the process of how this is going to happen and how this decision was made.
Yeah, that's a very, very good question. So it's funny how, Brian, this all happened in about, I would say, a 10 to 12-day period. Wow. So what I did is Jens Fredriksen, he was in Saudi Arabia. As you know, we're opening up a branch campus.
Yep.
We'll be the only American institution that's doing something of that nature. That just shows you how he functions. When he got back from Saudi Arabia, I sat down with Jens and I said, we got to do something in alignment with that. And what I said to him, I said, let's raise some money and let's bring in some Division I opponents. So I wasn't thinking about going Division I. I said, let's just bring in some Division I opponents, because I had done that before at Lynn University. I did a South Florida, you know, classic where I brought in different Division I schools. He liked that idea. And it's funny how some things work, Brian. During that very meeting, I end up hearing that the NCAA was going to have a moratorium on all Division II schools or anybody reclassifying to Division I. Literally in that meeting. I showed Jens the text. And within about 48 hours, we called a couple donors and raised the money to make sure we could do this. And we decided we were going to take the venture to go Division I. At that point in time, I contacted the commissioner of the NEC. We have a mutual friend in Mark Murphy. Mark Murphy of the Green Bay Packers, the president. He's my mentor. And Mark Murphy was her boss. So that's how I was able to get that connection with Noreen Morris. I always say it's all about relationships in this business. The SEC commissioner told me years ago, that's how you're going to get things done, by picking up the phone.
Well, so plus finish the story. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, so just real quickly, pick up the phone, and we started the conversation from there. 9 days later, here we are, Division I.
It's incredible. Yeah, I mean, listen, I have friends who've done football coaching where they were 2 years here, 2 years there, 2 years there, and eventually you know everyone in the business, and that is, you know, incredibly helpful when you advance your career. So I absolutely understand how that works. Are you going to add sports, or what sports? Because I know you don't do everything. Like, you don't have hockey. Like, what is it, every sport you have? Like, tell me which one.
Yeah. So we have every single sport. We have 20 sports all together, and 19 of our 20 sports are all going right to the NEC in Division I. Rugby still going Division I, but rugby is not a sponsored sport by the NEC. So they'll be competing against West Point and Sacred Heart and other schools of that nature.
You know, we only have a couple minutes here. I really appreciate the time. Maybe we'll get you in studio at some point. You know, we
I'd love to do it.
We have a great relationship with some of your academic professors at New Haven. Devin Crosby, the director of athletics, joining us. Money is the issue, whether it be, you can't go full scholarship across the board, I'm sure, but you have to have money for that. You have to have money for NIL. I mean, that's a big number. This is a school that basically has an endowment of like $100 million.
Here's what I'll tell you. It's all about our donors. We have Jeff Hazel, Dave Peterson, Tony Cilia, and Dave and Penny Lone. Those are the first couple folks we went to. And they said we are fully committed to Division I, and we literally raised millions of dollars within a very quick time frame from that group. And yes, you're right. There's NIL. There's a lot of things going on, uncertainty in NCAA Division I. But here's what I always say, in the midst of uncertainty, that's where you find the opportunity. And we are going to be very, very efficient. So let me share this with you, Brian.
Sure.
We're not going to have the same budget that UConn has. But let me tell you our secret sauce, that's an open secret, and we're still going to win on this, is that we care about the human good in every single interaction. So what's going to happen is when those Division I from Power 4 kids are tired of being treated like a commodity and they visit our campus through the transfer portal, they're going to understand what love looks like. They're going to see when a coach cares about them sincerely. That's our secret sauce, because that's what makes us so special at New Haven. That's the reason why we're able to raise the money, because we literally care about our donors. We care about our student athletes. I could go on and on. I don't want to nerd out on you, but we have more time, Brian. I'll pick you inside. I'll share this with you right now. We're having discussions with Penn State playing here at New Haven.
Get out.
On November.
No.
Yeah. Brian, we're not playing around. Brian, we're not just trying to just jump over to Division I and be like maybe some of the other schools that have done that or even in the state. We will be the number one institution of the Northeast.
Wow.
That might sound like hyperbole to you, but when you and I sit down, I'll unpack that for you.
Well, UConn and BC got on notice. Listen, I got less than a minute here. We'll set it up. I'll have Joey talk to you guys and have you come up. You obviously,
I can't wait.
The football coach is leaving. I'm sure that was not easy.
Mark Powell, where do you meet Mark Powell? You're going to love him. Our new football coach, Mark Powell, has a bunch of energy, worked at Mississippi State, Austin Peay, Fordham. He's a defense of mind.
Yeah.
We were literally on the phone re-recruiting kids at a transfer portal last night, and he has five FBS head coaches contact him by text.
Right.
So it's about relationships.
So bring him with you when
and
you
I
come
look
up.
Forward to us getting together.
Yeah, totally. And I love the energy. It's
going
to be.
Call me. We'll get together.
It's going to be fun. And congratulations. It's going to be quite the adventure. And we appreciate the time.
And I want you at that game versus Penn State.
I'll be there. I'll be in the parking lot beforehand too.
You're sitting right next to me.
Thanks, Devin. Appreciate it. We'll talk soon.
All right, talk soon.
All right, Devin Crosby. Well, he's got some.
He's got me juiced up.
I mean, I'm excited.
We're getting season tickets. Let's go.
I mean, I can't wait till they host UConn. Josh, Jim Mora, you're on notice.
Wow.